Have I told you about our Lord and Savior, the churro waffle? The churro waffle is the ultimate dessert, guys.
Ventura
it is the best of
waffle?
Both worlds.
Like
it's
it?
A churro.
Oh,
no, churro. Churro waffle. I ordered some food today because I was treating myself because tomorrow is payday.
Yep.
And so I was like, I'm gonna treat myself and I'm gonna order something on the menu that I've always wanted to. Churro waffles. It's the best thing ever.
Now here's the thing. I think an important. I think it sounds very good. Is it better than a regular churro though? I think an important part of the churro is the handholdability. The wieldiness it has, and you know, putting it into here we go, did it have sugar on all sides or just on the top? Okay,
so,
if you just
so
did,
Carter, are you talking about a churro or a sword here?
I'm
it's
all
like
of the
if
above.
You took a churro and you put it in the shape of a waffle, it's got like all of the sugar and good shit around the sides.
I get it.
I've got sauces. If I didn't have the sauces, I could probably pick it up.
Okay, so here's the thing. I want sugar on the top, and then, you know, like, on the bottom, I want it on some of the sides. Have you ever eaten a Choco Taco?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you
Jesus
know how,
Christ,
like,
yes.
they're dipped in chocolate, but, like, the bottom of it is still waffle cone?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want it to be. That's how I want this churro waffle to be coated in sugar. So, like, there's a handhold where you won't get all sugary, but the rest of it is still, you know, I could put whatever I want in there. I could put strawberries. I could put bananas. I could put an actual churro in there. You can put whatever
but
you
like,
want.
Let me tell you why the churro waffle is so amazing. So churros are traditionally served with a chocolate sauce and or other sauces. Because it is a waffle, the sauces pool.
That's very good. I do like that. Mm. Hmm. All right.
Also, I just really like waffles. Are you guys waffles or pancake people?
Obviously waffles.
I play for both teams here. And the reason for that is that I'll get waffles if I'm out, but like, actually, no. I think that waffles are better done at home, but they still require more effort at home than pancakes do, I think. But,
yeah.
And I trust a restaurant to do pancakes better than waffles.
I don't know. If you've ever had, like, a fancy waffle with, like, fancy man fruit and stuff, it's some good stuff.
Oh, I have. My office is next to a waffle shop.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep, it is.
Why didn't you bring us there when we visited you? Ian, we gotta go. Get in the car. You gotta come pick me up, and then we're going to Richmond.
Yeah, come
New
on
Year's
down.
Is coming up.
Everybody, and welcome to the Brought to the Table podcast. We are doing another fun segment similar to our backpack segment.
We're new.
So normally we are a group of friends who get together and talk about things we love, but in this universe, we are going to talk about the mortal plane human cities that we live in. The major cities we live near, the areas we live in, why we like them, why we think they're cool, why we think they're unique.
And why we're still bound to them against our will.
Now, I live in a city
called... Yes, like the immortal eldritch beings we are.
Hogsmeade. And that, if you don't know, is a fictional
town.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a city.
It's a city if you believe. Hey, do wizards in Harry Potter have cities? Are there wizard cities?
Yeah, because... Yeah, so you have normal cities and then wizards live in them.
No.
They have that weird bullshit where it's like, if you like turn your head and squint your eyes, then you see like the like secret city hidden among the real city.
Do all wizards live in art museums?
No,
oh
they
God.
Just like
oh
exist
I want,
on that plane.
I want a city that is just with like Hogsmeade, just wizards. Is there?
You don't know. It could be squibs. Don't judge.
It's just people who are in the magical community.
Okay, so I think what Carter's saying when he means wizards is magical folk.
I want magic new New York. I want a second New York that is just for wizards and their compatriots. If you're a muggle,
like,
you don't fucking get to.
Where would you put
J.K. Rowling, where are you? She wants to fuck up. She wants to fuck up Harry Potter some more. I've got a great idea.
She does.
So wait, where would you put magical New York? Would it be
above
same
New York?
Regular New York?
Just above it.
Right above?
Yeah, directly
above.
30 feet above it, yeah.
Above the tallest building, or like,
yeah,
okay,
just so up there.
Here's the real thing that you got to ask.
Yeah,
is it like everybody in real New York could look up and just see like the underside of magical New York?
No, it's like, or a is it upside down? Where it's like camouflage. It's enchanted, so it looks like a sky.
Like you look up. And it's just it's like a skyscraper gray colored butt.
New York's like, butt. It's actually upside down. So like the Empire State Building is like touching the magical.
So now we're getting Inception.
Yeah, something like that. That would just be cool.
Now here's my other new movie concept idea called Insection, where we try to make bugs dream.
I'll be honest,
and it
that sounds like
doesn't
the
go
porno
well.
Name of Inception.
Does it?
It does.
Hey, what's a furry for bugs?
Oh my god.
A horrible mistake?
That's true. All right, so today I'm going to be talking about the city
also,
I live
wouldn't
in.
Wouldn't the porn title for like Inception be like Insemination or something?
I hate that just as much.
No, that's too clinical.
I know,
too
it's I didn't say it was good, but like
that's dead on the money.
Carter,
that's
please
pretty
go.
Right.
Carter, please
so
talk
I live
to us
in
about
a city,
live.
Probably.
Probably.
Anyways, so the city I'm talking about today, the one I live in, is Richmond, Virginia. I've lived here for a lot of my life. Well, depending on how you define Richmond. I've lived in the greater Richmond
also,
area.
Also, how you depend his life, or define his life.
All right. I've lived in the greater Richmond area for more or less my whole life, aside for like 5.5 years of it. And I'm 24, so it's pretty much 4/5 of my life I've lived in the greater Richmond area.
Mathematical.
Yeah. So, like, Richmond's a great city, y'all. That's, by the way, if it wasn't clear, we're talking about the places we live and why we love them.
Wait, did we actually let Diana finish that title?
I thought I cut you off before you finished it, so I wanted to double check. So that one's on me. That one's on me. Yeah, so anyways, Richmond. Let's start with the history of Richmond. Guess what? We've got it. All right, so moving on. I'm going to talk about the history of Richmond a little bit. Richmond, for those of you who don't know, is a little ways up the James River, which feeds into the Chesapeake, or does it feed directly
James
into the Atlantic?
What are you talking about?
That would be named after King James I of England and James VI of Scotland.
It was a joint venture to build this river.
Well, because
so they were actually twins.
Well, what it was is that Scotland and England were not technically combined at that point. So when he took power after Elizabeth I, he was both King of Scotland and King of England. It wasn't until later in his reign that he actually combined them into one country and was King of Scotland and England.
I think that country's just called Scone.
James.
I think that's where the word scone comes from. Anyways, so...
Where did you even get the own from? It's not even own, it's London. Like, undone.
Anyways, so Richmond, the original settlement was laid in April of 1737, and then it became the state capital in 1780, okay? Shortly thereafter, it was burned to the ground by the British in the American Revolution, and then it was rebuilt and stuff, and then it became the capital of the Confederacy in May of 1861, and then shortly thereafter, it was burned to the ground by the Union in the American Civil War.
So what I'm hearing is we just need to keep burning Richmond to the ground.
If we don't have, every time we have a war in this general vicinity, Richmond gets burned to the ground. So guys, let's not do that. I live here. I live here.
But what if
you guys have
didn't?
Water?
During the early years of the country, you know, all the way through the postbellum period, Richmond was a major trade hub. Because it was just up the James River, so you could access the ocean should you need to and go up and down the coast. It was on the river itself, which allowed you to start putting stuff more inland. But the problem with that is that Richmond actually does have a set of falls, and I'll get back to those actually right now. I don't know why I said I'd get back to them, because I'm just going to start talking about it. So, like I said, Richmond was a major trade hub, but you couldn't go further inland. Because there was these falls, like, and I know these falls, they're very nice, they're pretty, but you cannot boat up in that bad boy. So, Richmond...
Can't get that boat up in there.
No, you can't. So, Richmond sort of built a canal, a series of canals that was intended to go from Richmond all the way up into West Virginia, which is crazy long way to go. And it would be the canal that entire time. It wouldn't really... reconnect to the James very often. That whole canal system was called Washington's Vision, which I think is pretentious.
God, just listen to the how patriotic that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was something that George Washington actually wanted to do. Like, this was something that was sort of his pet project, if I remember.
All right, let me rephrase that. Just listen to how narcissistic that is.
That one's true. That one is true. The canals were built, and there's a series of canals in Richmond, which allowed boats to move throughout the city. The canals themselves went about 200 miles upriver to Buchanan County. There they were digging out more canal stuff.
Uh-huh, and, uh-huh, canal stuff.
Yeah, canal stuff. That's a technical term. They don't tell you about that in canal school.
Actually, can we get our engineers in here? We know a couple engineers. Ian, you have a minor in engineering. Oh, is that the technical term?
So I'm going to say
Ian, you have
no,
a minor in everything.
But then, like, that's also me saying, like, no, I don't have a minor in engineering.
Got him.
Ian,
anyways,
you have a minor in everything.
Depending on how you look at it, I have a minor in engineering.
True.
We're not looking at it that way.
That's fair. The canals, like I said, they served an important purpose in the development of Richmond because they allowed trade to sort of bypass those falls, which just made it easier for Richmond to have more ports and stuff or whatever to ship goods out from. So it's just like, you know, made it so that Richmond was a bigger city. Eventually, you know, trains started being a thing. My main man Thomas showed up and was like, hey, boats are dumb. So what ended up happening, which I think is really cool, is that the canal bits that they had dug out to become canal but hadn't become canal yet, they haven't done the full metamorphosis. They were like, you know what would go really good here? A train. And so they just laid train tracks over top of where the canal was going to be. Which, like, sort of cemented Richmond as a trade hub even further. Because, like, okay, before it was boats, now it's trains. We still got them. We're still trading. Let's go.
Did you guys ever see that commercial when you were younger for, like, boats, planes, and trains, the DVD?
Yes, I did.
Carter, have you started working for them?
I was a train boy when I was a child. I think that's what Diana's trying to make a joke about. Maybe Diana didn't know. I was a big train boy. I didn't have any trains.
But I love that.
I thought you were a human
That's
boy.
Adorable.
I'm so confused on this.
Listen, have you read Animorphs?
Yeah, but I think the Anna
I'm now
part
picturing
is like
Carter animal. As the Animorphs cover morphing into a train.
Yes, that is, yes. So I was actually the inspiration for Animorphs, it was really like both the series Animorphs and Transformers came from me because I, in an Animorph style fashion, transform into a train, or I used to. I lost that power growing up.
So wait, was it more of an Animorph thing or is it more of like a Transformers
thing? Well, see, the Transform. This is not important or funny.
Please continue with the trains and canals.
Well, it's just that, you know, like Richmond historically has been a pretty major trade hub, which is why it sort of became a large-ish city. Nowadays, it's kind of a small city because after the postbellum period, it sort of got overtaken by other things in the area. Now, Richmond is home to many factories and warehouses, or was, primarily dealing with tobacco. And in fact, the building that I am in right now, my apartment, used to be a tobacco packaging company or a cigarette building. You know, building cigarettes? A cigarette packaging company called Consolidated Carolina.
I believe those are called smokestacks.
Damn. But yeah, like Lucky Strike had a building here. The Altria is here still. Like there's still a significant tobacco presence in Richmond. Like they own Marlboro and a lot of other big companies. But yeah, so like that was a big part of Richmond because Virginia is like a tobacco crop state. But yeah, that's sort of like a quick and dirty history of Richmond. And by history of Richmond, I mean, I love the canal. And so I wanted to tell you about it. Let's talk about the places to go real quick, because that's the best part of Richmond to me. We got them. We got places, y'all. Come to Richmond. We've got places. So I'm going to go over just a couple of different places. First is Belle Isle. Have I taken you guys to Belle Isle? Have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went walking around there for Pokemon.
That's right, yeah. So Belle Isle.
Those mans.
Belle Isle is the coolest park that I've ever been to. It's also, like, a dangerous park. It's so sketchy. Not sketchy, but, like, full of dangerous things. And I think when I give you the history of it, you'd be like, yeah, that's dangerous as hell. So it's a 54-acre island that is just smack dab in the middle of the James River. In the middle of Richmond. It is the best. It has like river rapids. There's like rocks all around it. It's great. Over its history, Well, it was first explored by Captain John Smith. Yeah, you know, that one. And then it was settled by, you know, the white folk. And they used it for a lot of things. It's been a nail factory. I didn't know that one until I started researching it. It's been a village complete with a schoolhouse and a general store. It was a fishery. It was a POW camp for the Confederacy during the Civil War.
So just a small note, before John Smith came exploring there, the Powhatan Nation, which actually was a nation, had several control of tribes in that Richmond-ish kind of Belle Isle area. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't remember exactly where the capital of the Powhatan Nation, whose name I cannot recall or pronounce, was, but I think it was similar-ish to that area. So just a little,
yeah.
Before the white man before came, the there white was a dude, strong yeah. nation of Powhatan people there.
Nice. Yeah, that's a part of the history that I didn't know. This is just stuff that I did know, so thank you for that. I appreciate it. Yeah, it all, you know, it's got the dark history. Like I said, POW camp for the Confederacy, holding over 30,000 Union soldiers. You guys have been to this park. It's Christ. Not that big.
Yeah.
It was also a hydroelectric plant, I think all the way up until like the 50s or the 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was one of the first on the East Coast, I believe. And then finally, the city of Richmond bought it and turned it into a park. Now, here's the thing. All of that stuff, like all those old buildings from like the Civil War and all that stuff, and the hydroelectric buildings and stuff, those are all still there. They didn't Jesus. Tear them down or nothing. So there's just like a bunch of old industrial machinery that you can walk across. It's super dangerous. And it's part of the reason I love it.
I remember that part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the reason I love the park. Cause like some of them like are pulled up and you're like off to the side and have signs like, this is what this is. But it's so cool. So you can get to the park in one of three ways. On the north side, there's just like a wooden bridge that, you know, you can walk across from Manchester to get in. On the south side is, I think, the way that most people get in. It's how I get in, is a suspension bridge under 95, Interstate 95, goes over the James River and onto the island. And it is the coolest suspension bridge, unless you're like 5 years old and you're terrified of heights. So, yeah, because it also swings.
So, Carter,
it moves.
So for Carter, it's a no-go.
I love it now. I was very scared of it because it does move. Like the last time I walked on it, like I saw every single person who got on that bridge, like rode about 20 feet and then had to get off their bikes to walk them across because it was swaying so much.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrifying. Or the, the third way, which is the coolest way, I've never done it, is that if the river is low, because it's like dead in the middle of the James River Falls and the river rapids, you can just run across the river rocks to get to the island. And like,
oh, that is super
there cool. are running groups that just do that on a regular basis, just run across the James River. But yeah, I love to go there. There's a lot of biking paths. There's like rock climbing places for if you're actually good at rock climbing. There's river
or not.
There's river swimming, which I love. Like it's why I go there. I generally like I'll go there, I'll do the like mile walk around the whole island just to enjoy it, and then I'll get in the river to cool off and hang out for a little bit, and then I'll head home. But yeah, it's like a super cool park and I love it so much. The old machinery is terrifying. But it's part of its charm.
Such a good like aesthetic though.
It does. It's so good. You're like, why is this? Why am I allowed to walk inside an old hydroelectric plant that still definitely is dangerous?
How very the beginning of a video game where you stumble upon something or you get some powers there, a trademark. And you just suddenly have like an adventure in the city of Richmond.
Listen,
that's what I see happening.
Zapdos already lives there. Like that's where Zapdos lives. Sorry. He just lets us play there. One of my other favorite places in Richmond is actually like you can see it from the like the main place where you sit on Belle Isle and get in the river. You can see it from there across the James River. You can see Hollywood Cemetery, which is like up on top of a big hill that's on the other side of the river. It is one of the coolest places in Richmond. And whenever I tell people that, they're like, "Why? Why?
What the hell is wrong with
you? Why do you want to go to a cemetery? That's where dead people. You know, dead people live there, right?
They don't.
Yeah,
live there.
Dead people.
Dead
live
people
there.
Live there. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like super pretty and it's nice for picnics and walking around and it's gorgeous. And there's a, like, there's fun historical sites that you can see there. Like there's some famous dead, like it's got like three or four presidents buried there. Jefferson Davis, capital president of the Confederacy is buried there. You know, another, I'm not going to say fun, another historical site you can see and spit on. There's, you know, like historical figures from around Richmond. There's a Civil War memorial and a lot of Civil War soldiers are buried there. A lot of Confederate soldiers, so, you know, a little more of that unenjoyableness. But it's a really cool place to sit.
I mean,
it is the capital of the Confederacy. Richmond, was.
Yeah, I was going to say that is an important part of its history.
It's an important part of its history, and it's not one that people in Richmond disregard, but it's one that people in Richmond are like, yeah, so what? We're, that was a couple hundred years ago now. We're good to go, because Richmond's pretty good.
Down to clown.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. But yeah, Hollywood Cemetery, fucking love it. It's a great place to go sit and eat, and the fact that it's a cemetery, I just love it. So, let's see. There was another thing that I wanted to talk... Oh, Richmond has a lot of festivals and, like, a lively music scene as well. Mm. Like, the big one that I love to go to, and when I was in college, I never got to go to because it was during the school year and specifically around exams, was the Richmond Folk Festival, which brings folk art and folk music, not just from, like, around the state, but around the country and around the world. So, like, you I saw some Indian dancers this past time I was there. I saw a handful of bluegrass performances. I went through and I saw, like, just from all over the world, I saw some African dancing. I can't remember specifically where they're from, which makes
me
feel
bad. That
is
hard on your back, man. That builds up back muscles, let me tell you.
I bet. But yeah, it's a really interesting folk festival that's held out in that same area as Belle Isle and Hollywood Cemetery. It's spectacular. Richmond has actually a pretty thriving hardcore music scene, like a metal scene. And I think it's the best shit ever. I don't go. I'm not super into metal music, like not enough to go see shows. But like there's a venue literally half a mile from my apartment, if not closer, that's like just essentially a metal venue that occasionally will do other stuff. And they're one of the best venues in Richmond. There's a lot of other music scenes or a lot of other music venues around too. There's a wonderful craft brewery scene in Richmond, which there's a lot of mixed opinions about. I really enjoy it. You know, I've talked before with these guys on the podcast about like the fact that I like craft brewing. And it's one of those things that I can like, I'll go to these craft breweries and I will find the brewmaster on site and be like, hey, how did you make this? And then they'll talk to me for like, you know, 20 minutes about how they made their stuff. And it's just really enjoyable. You know, Richmond's got a really good scene for that. I don't know. I feel like there's so much more I could talk to you guys about Richmond.
So let me ask you a question about Richmond that might expand more. If you had to pick I won't say a full days of activities, but like a two activity day to take someone through to sell someone on Richmond as a city, what would you do?
You know, Belle Isle is such an important place to me, and it's such a unique aspect to Richmond. You know, this island park that has this just really rich and deep history. I absolutely, you know, that's one of two. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the other,
you're on your Richmond vacation.
On my Richmond vacation,
I'm not gonna count food because the food there is spectacular.
The food's wonderful, and it's you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just damn good food. It's a good bar scene, I guess. I don't know enough about various bar scenes to qualify them, so you know, take that one with a grain of salt, I guess. But my second one,
they have that at bars.
I think I would probably do a concert at one of the small venues around Richmond. You know, there's a bunch of small venues that, you know, like you know there's not a show over $20, you know, things like that, that I love to go to and I really enjoy. You know, they're just small and endearing, and you know, you'll have these bigger artists. Like I saw Atlas Genius, who was decently big a little while ago at the venue down the street that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was like a cheap ass show and I loved it. And I, you know, it's just, I love the ability to go and talk to an artist and, you know, talk to them about the show and about the, you know, tour and whatever. And you know, like it's just something that Richmond does really well. Like I recently, I went to see a country show. I've seen two country shows in the last couple of months, guys.
Jesus.
I've never listened to country music willingly in my life. Well, it was for a friend. But even so, it was. And I wouldn't have gone if I had a choice. I promise. No, one of them was really good. The other one was at a, like...
That sounds like a good day, though. What, Bell Island during the day, concert at night.
Yeah. It's something that I think Richmond can provide pretty uniquely. Yeah, I mean, with its two universities, well, actually, I think there's three universities here within the city. There's the University of Richmond, there's Virginia Union University, and Virginia Commonwealth University. VCU is like dead center of the city. It's kind of like consuming the city, which people have mixed opinions about.
They have a sick Quidditch
team. Yeah, they have a pretty good Quidditch team. But yeah, they have mixed opinions about, or the city has mixed opinions about how VCU treats the city that it consumes. But yeah, it's... It's a wonderful city. I mean, I moved from Dallas to come back here because Dallas had no soul, except for in some very, it doesn't, except for in some very specific parts. There were places outside of Dallas that were good. There were places near Dallas that were good, but inside of Dallas can be struck.
It's Texas. Like,
well, Deep Ellum was a great community, and I love that one.
I'm pretty sure both Ian and I have lived, I can't say I've stayed in Texas for an extended period of time, but I've been through a long period of Texas. And Ian, haven't you lived in Texas before?
I mean, like, I was born there and, like, was there for, like, a few days, I think, or something.
That's fair. Either way, it's
enough,
Texas.
Enough
we all
to know,
hey,
let's stay the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we all leave for a reason, guys.
Yep. I'm done with Richmond now talking. Oh, no. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No,
you're
not.
Not.
No, I'm not. I've got one more thing to talk about. And it's one of the things I think is the best thing about Richmond. And even people here don't know about it. It's the Richmond city flag. A lot of cities have flags. People don't know it. I think the most recognizable city flag would be the Washington, D.C. city flag, because that's the only thing that it's got. You know, there's no other flag to really identify it separately, whereas, you know, states have the state flag. But Richmond has a really, really pretty city flag. It is a field of blue with two blue stripes on it, and then a field of nine stars surrounding an image of a man on a boat. And the image of the man on the boat is an artistic representation of a statue that is on the canal that represents the African-American contribution to building the canals, which was a really long-winded way of saying we're sorry for slavery and making you build the canals in a statue. But yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. It looks really cool.
Yeah, the boatman. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flag itself, you know, like I said, it was field of blue, two stripes, the boatman, and then these nine stars. I think that the nine stars surrounding the boatman is the funniest thing I've ever heard to be put on a flag.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what it is in a second. Oh God, it's just so petty. So the nine stars, you know, on the United States flag, there's 50 stars for the 50 states. You know this. The nine stars on the Richmond flag signify the nine states which used to be a part of the Virginia Territory. And I'm like, what kind of, like, petty motherfucker is like, hey, you eight other motherfuckers used to be mine. Don't forget it.
Like, I love it's that.
It's so good. And, like, I never see the Richmond flag flying anywhere. I saw it at the Folk Festival flying. It was so good because the Folk Festival, I believe, was in June, maybe? Hold up. I have a water bottle. Let me check. Give me a second.
He's got to know.
I don't have... It's not on the water bottle. I'm sorry. But yeah, it was... I think it had to be June. Yeah, it was June because there was a... there were these four flagpoles, and normally not all of them have flags on them. They normally just have the U.S. and Virginia flags on them. But on these four flagpoles were, from right to left, the United States flag, the Virginia flag, the Richmond City flag, which I've never seen fly before, and then the Pride flag was next to that. And so it was just like, wow, it was just really cool for me to see, and I was really happy to be able to see all, you know, the Richmond flag and the Pride flag flying next to each other. It was really cool.
Nice.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, so that's Richmond. I'm done now. I just had to gush about the flag for a minute. I love it so much.
Yeah, you did. All right, so... That was the beautiful city of Richmond. Now, Ian, I believe you have not a city, but a general area?
General area?
So it's... No. So it's not a city, I'm just going to do Blastford because that's where I'm at right now, and I've been here for actually the longest of anywhere I've been in my life at the moment, which is 7 years, I believe, now.
Weird to think about, huh?
Oh, yeah, no, it's so fucking weird. I know it's been brought up a few times before in a couple other episodes, but, like, you know, I grew up in a military family, so I've kind of lived all around the place. The idea of a hometown or, like, staying in the same house for your entire life is foreign and kind of weirds me out.
It's so weird!
Like, how the hell do you people have friends that you grew up with? Like, that's wild.
Yeah, a military family, too. It's weird, guys. It's weird.
Like, you all might not think much of it, but, like, that's just weird.
It's weird.
Either way. Yeah, so, like, normally the most I've lived anywhere else other than Bath County in Virginia, which was also another 6 or 7 years. Everywhere else has only been, like, at most, like, maybe 2-ish years or so. So, Blacksburg, not actually a city, unlike Richmond. They go back and forth between whether it's technically a town or a village or, like, if it can be classified as a city. No, Bath County's a hamlet.
Just a small collection of buildings.
You're not wrong.
You're not. I mean,
you're not wrong.
Either way, Bath County's tiny. Blacksburg's bigger, but, like, also tiny. So, Blacksburg, it's got some history to it, but, like, it's not entirely all that. I would say not all that entirely interesting outside of everywhere else in the region. It has your standard history of, like, hey, this used to be Native American, and, like, they had a bunch of nations here, and then we kind of came over, and we're like, hey, we'll buy this from you, or we'll take this from you.
And make sure you know air quotes around buy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forget
no,
that.
No, it's totally fine.
Yeah, no, it's like, I forget that if I actually do air quotes, that doesn't translate because I forget that I'm talking.
You have to do them,
like,
very hard in order to make it work. You have to, like, it's okay. Got to be, here, I'll try. Give me a moment.
Can you guys hear this? I'm trying. Right
I just
now.
Did. Did it come
oh,
through?
Oh, God.
Did it work?
Oh, God.
Did it work?
Yeah, I don't know. I was also trying to make air quotes.
Please, so, like, stop. It hurts.
Okay, so Diana can hear them. All apparently, right. Because Carter, both you and I were doing air quotes, we couldn't hear each other.
That's true.
But Diana got both.
I did just put my hands on my mic.
Two at the same time.
No, I'm good. Let's move on.
So Blacksburg originally gets its name, we're just going to start there, with the Black family. It started with a man named Samuel Black, whose family actually settled in Stanton, Virginia, not Staunton. Anybody who's coming to Virginia, just pronounce it Stanton. Pretend the U isn't there. You'll fit in better. No, Diana,
it's
no.
Stanton.
It's Stanton.
It's Stanton.
It's Stanton. It is not Staunton.
It's Stanton.
Uh-huh.
Get your West Coast bullshit out of
also,
here.
Also, Stanton is, what, like 2 hours away by modern-day highways? So just for
less than two, because Harrisonburg's two. And Harrisonburg's on the other side of Stanton.
That's fair.
Yeah. Either way. So Samuel Black, he bought around like 600 acres in the area for both, like, two of his sons, John and William. Then they ended up, after Samuel Black died, they ended up dividing that land evenly between the two sons. And there's actually a road in Blacksburg. It's called Draper Road, which you all should hopefully know what Draper Road is, right?
Like, I remember Draper.
It roughly? Yeah, it's the one that, like, cuts right across through the where the farmer's market is.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, intersects into, like, Ote right by the college. Yeah. So, yeah. So that road is actually the dividing line between the two sections that the brothers had. The John Black, his property was later became the majority of what Virginia Tech, of like the central campus of Virginia Tech. But either way, the other brother, William Black, he laid out a bunch of like gridded streets and it ended up making about 16 blocks, which is why the town logo for Blacksburg is 16 small squares that make one larger square, because those are the original 16 blocks that were part of the design of, like, the original Blacksburg. So that kind of continued on, and it's just kind of, like, it stayed very, very small because it's somewhere in the middle of Virginia. Like, it's not really all that big or impressive until, like, later on whenever everybody's like, oh, hey, let's actually put stuff here. But to this day, like, it still kind of retains that sort of, like, small town, rural feeling, but not as much as some other places. So, continuing on with that, like, the Virginia Agricultural and Mechanical College ended up opening its like doors and starting on October 2nd of like 1872, and that would later become Virginia Tech. So it's been there for a while compared to like a lot of other things, and kind of similar to like how Carter was saying VCU is like slowly devouring Richmond. Virginia Tech's kind of trying to do the same thing, I think, to Blacksburg, but like it's much, much slower because it's not a lot here. And if they do anything more than what they're already doing, people are going to take notice.
That was very conspiracy theory.
I know, that's what I was going for, because it is a conspiracy. So oddly enough, it is actually recorded that the first automobile came through town in 1901. Because wow. that's something you need to know. That being said, however, like the Blacksburg Transit is one of like they've been recommended and like not given awards. I can't think of the word, guys. They've been basically like been singled out and like given praise for the fact like apparently they have really good bus systems and like really high quality of service, which I guess.
Yeah, no, Blacksburg has an absolutely stellar bus system, for especially for the size that it is. And I think that it's in large part to the university supporting it. Yeah, because the you know, the way that Blacksburg's parking works, or Virginia Tech's parking, it's for bad. University students, yeah, it's bad, and it's deliberately bad, I believe. Yep. Because they don't want people driving to campus. Blacksburg is in the middle of nowhere, if you've never been. It is, let's see, from the nearest major city, it's an hour.
Roanoke.
Yeah. It's at minimum an hour.
About 45 to an hour.
And nobody wants to go to Roanoke, guys. Nobody wants to go to Roanoke. Yeah, I like Roanoke.
But,
I mean, to be fair, Roanoke was the big thing back in high school because, like, it was the nearest big city.
Yeah.
That wasn't Covington.
But, yeah.
Damn, you kids lived in a small town growing up. Hot damn.
Yeah. But, so,
I guess to get your Western bullshit out of here.
Because there's not a lot of commuters, they want students to either live on campus, which there's not a lot of space for that. In fact, there's a couple of funny stories about the inability to house students when they told them they could. But there's that. Yeah. And then also there's a lot of off campus housing, but they still don't want the students to drive. So they just, the university, works with the town to implement this really, really robust transit system that I like.
See, I'm really glad that like you're this much into like transit and stuff like that.
I love it.
I'll be entirely honest, like for the most part I really don't follow it, because it's like I don't really do much using the bus system anymore in Blacksburg, because like my job is now outside of Blacksburg.
Mm-hmm.
So like I drive outside of Blacksburg, and then like I'll either drive to the north side of Blacksburg to go to yoga, or like I'll bike somewhere, or I'll walk, or I just don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Carter loves transit systems, roads, buses.
Just ask
canals,
him about
trains.
Roundabouts one day.
Listen,
and intersections on like highways.
Listen, you can ask me about so many things that I have so many opinions about for transit. But for this in particular, the reason that I like feel, I don't know, so strongly about this is because like Richmond has a half-assed bus system. And like I've been in DC. DC has a pretty good metro system. Blacksburg has a really good bus system. And living somewhere that
X to debate on the metro.
Listen,
X
it's
to debate.
It's good enough to where you don't need a car to get around DC.
Okay, that's
that, you know, like in that's sort of the bar, right? That's the whole point. Is that
it's
if you
no, it's yeah. not the tube, but it works.
If you
tube is reliable.
The point of a transit system, or the goal of a transit system, should be it is a better alternative to a car. It shouldn't be I could drive and that would be fine. It should be, if I take a car, it will be a less enjoyable or a less beneficial experience for me. And Blacksburg does that very well. One, because parking is atrocious and you have to ride the bus. And two, because the buses are consistent enough to where you can deal with it. And I think it's super important. Having lived in Dallas, which has a garbage mass transit system, and in Richmond, which has a half-assed mass transit system, it's really, really good in Blacksburg. For the size that it is.
Okay, so real quick, do you all want to take a guess what was voted to not be allowed to roam around town in January of 1913?
Turkeys.
Because of all the traffic?
Turkeys.
Cars.
Oh.
Not turkeys.
Cows.
Exactly.
Yes!
It was voted to not have cows allowed to roam around in town. And that happened in 1913.
Jesus.
All right.
Just to let you know, that's how small it kept being, that like it wasn't until then. They're like, you know, maybe this is a bad idea.
Maybe we should pen our cows.
Maybe, just maybe.
Maybe.
So, you also want to know what the first officer was named for Blacksburg?
Yes.
Desperate. Officer Dave, quote, High Pockets Sumner.
Oh, God.
What?
Hold up, I need to take notes for my Dungeons and Dragons.
It's such a good name, isn't it? It's such an NPC name.
It's so good. Oh, God. And his fucking, his best friend, Johnny Low Socks.
Oh, my God. What is this?
This is Blacksburg for you. So that happened. He was the first officer in Blacksburg in 1937. It wasn't until 9 years later, though, that he got a police car.
Oh, God.
Listen, Blacksburg was small enough at that time where you could sprint across the whole thing.
That is also fair, though. Like, that's
you're not wrong.
Like, that's one of the things that has been, like, my biggest appeal of, like, why I like Blacksburg, though, is, like, you know, as a military brat, I've grown up in, like, larger cities. I grew up in partially in Fort Bragg in North Carolina, which is, like, the largest United States military base in the United States, I believe. And it was huge. Like, it's a big-ass place. But then I've also lived in Bath County, which we didn't have enough kids for a middle school. So our elementary school was, like, kindergarten through 7th grade. And then high school was, like, 8th grade through 12th grade. And in high school, we only had 300 kids. Like,
guys, I've been to Bath County. I've been to Ian's house. I've been to Bath County. He's not exaggerating. They were excited about getting their first traffic light.
We don't have a first traffic light. Was it a stop sign?
You were excited about the stop sign, right?
No. Like, there's like 10 stop signs in Bath County. Like, literally, there are maybe 10.
Oh, my God. So
and also
small.
Because, like, Liz will never let me let it down, there are also like 3 or 4 crosswalks. But either way. So I've lived in a bunch of places that are both like really, really tiny and really, really big. But like Blacksburg, I feel like I can see it. It's going to be keep getting bigger from here on out. And like, that's just how these things go. But like right now for me, it has a nice balance. I would like there to be more things here. Like, I'd like it to grow a little bit larger and have more options for like activities, you know, more room for activities, if you will. Yeah. Like, it has a nice balance, I think, right now of if you want to go play laser tag, you can go right down the road. There's a blazer tag and an arcade and a bowling alley.
Did you just say blazer tag? Because I want to play.
Maybe. I don't know. It's late and I've
been
up
heard laser tag.
Damn, we're having some trouble.
Yeah.
God, damn, guys.
I just want to play blazer tag, okay?
To be fair, though, the time that we went with Connor and Wendy, we did own those 12-year-olds.
I'm proud
of
you, I guess.
Oh, so much fun. But either way, like, There are options of things to do here in Blacksburg, and there because it is largely, you know, it is now largely a college town. That's what a lot of people know Blacksburg as. It's like, oh, Virginia Tech is there. Virginia Tech is the town of Blacksburg, and a lot of things around here cater to that image of we're a college town. We're not a city that has a college. We're a college town. But, like, there's also a very, very strong sense of we don't let the college define us. And you can find that in a few different areas if you, you know, like me now, are a townie and you know where to go. But like, it still has that nice balance for me of you can go and do like college student things, like go to a hookah bar, go to a couple different bars, go to like the Lyric Theater, which is a very old and very impressive theater.
It's also haunted.
I mean, yes, but
it was featured in one of America's most haunted places in.
Yeah, but so was I, so...
Yeah, but, like, you weren't credited, Carter.
I was just the ghost.
Exactly. But, like, so it has all that, but at the same time, you could go, like, 10 minutes also down the road in the opposite direction and be in the middle of nowhere in the woods and, like, on a trail just hiking. Like, that is the other thing is, like, there's so many good hiking trails around us that, like, I love it. I love having the chance to, like, just isolate myself from all civilization. Diana knows exactly what I'm talking about because, like, we've had this happen at, like, winter break at one point during finals.
We're like, what happened to Ian? That's a great question. Ian came back from the woods, and we're like, Ian, you're joking, right? And he's like, no, I went home, got my tent, got my extra camping stuff, and I spent it in the woods.
It's peaceful. I like this. It's nice to just get away from everything.
You know, I thought the haircut would mean you're less of a mountain man. It's not.
No. That's me. The haircut's not changing that.
I know.
Either way, back to Blacksburg now. So, like, it has that balance that I really love, because, like, I find a lot of things here that I enjoy, that it's, like, bits and pieces from all over the place. As I said, like, Blacksburg is really well known for Virginia Tech, but, like, it's funny that a lot of things that you hear people in town talk about really don't really relate to Tech all that much. Like, you'll hear things, like, people still talk about whenever the high school, like, gymnasium, like, the roof of it collapsed because of snow one year. Like, that's a thing that happened. And, like, people still talk about this because, like, it completely threw off everything in the town. Like, the high schoolers ended up having to do night school at the local middle school to continue their education for that year.
Damn.
And it's just, like, that's something that people talk about. Because, like, it was about, like, I think $18 to $20 million to repair it. Like, the roof and the entire school. And because of, like, that, the school was like, yeah, we don't have that money. And also because of how old the school was, they're just like, we're not going to fix this. We're just going to demolish it. So, yeah. And it's like, you have people who live in town and they'll bring it up and it's just like, why can't you just let go of that? just please. Please let this go.
Let it go.
But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's hard for me to, like, really pin down exactly what it is about Blacksburg that I really like, because for me it's very much a, you really have to be here to, like, get that sense of feeling. Because, like, where I learned to drive was in Bath County. So here's the thing with people in Bath County. You wave at somebody, they wave back. You don't know them, or you probably do because it's Bath County and you know everybody. But you just see, like, that sort of, like, it's not even, like, a conscious sort of courtesy thing. It's just sort of, like, an acknowledgement of, like, oh, yes, you're another person. I acknowledge that. You have that here in Blacksburg. It's not all that frequent, but it's still there. And if you know the right groups of people, you can find, like, this really good, comfortable feeling of, this is a good place. And it's nice. It's nice to have that with, like, still having more people than cows per person, like, per capita. Like, that's Bath County for you. Maybe not cows. I know Highland has turkeys more than people. No, sheep more than people, but that's besides the point.
So, Ian, let me pitch a similar question towards you. If you had a day to, like, sell somebody on Blacksburg and you had, like, two activities, not counting, like, eating or food, because, again, there's some great spots in Blacksburg. Oh, God, Gilly's will forever have my heart.
So Gilly's is amazing, but, like, no.
Two activities to sell somebody on Blacksburg.
All right, so two activities. I'm going to cheat a little bit on this one and say any of the festivals that we have. Like, there's Stepping Out.
Right?
There's the Summer Solstice Festival. And then also, like, the International Street Fair. Like, any of those, definitely go out and do that. Summer Solstice Festival, as the name implies, takes place every summer. And it's a lot of, like, craft vendors and local businesses just sort of, like, having... We, like, the entire, like, section of Main Street downtown just gets closed off to vehicles, and there's just things everywhere. There's booths and vendors and, like, face painting and, like...
I still have a painting in my room from last summer solstice.
Oh, nice.
Because it was right before I left.
That's amazing with just the vibe that you get of, like, what Blacksburg is really comes through in, like, the small festivals that they have, like Summer Solstice. Stepping Out is largely similar to Summer Solstice, but, like, there's also some groups from, the college, from Tech, that come out and participate in it that have their own booths. And it's a really good way to, like, meet people in the community and, like, build your own sense of community here. So anything related to that would be my main, like, first thing I would say. And then second thing would be any hiking, like Cascades during the winter. Yes, please. Cascades during the summer. Also, yes, please. The Cascades is, like, a local, like, waterfall, 3 mile round trip, I think, hike, or 3 mile one way. No, it's 3 miles round trip. And, like, you hike up to the end of it, and there's just this large waterfall that you can swim in the bottom of it during the summer. And then during the winter, it's almost entirely frozen over, and there's, like, ice everywhere. It's amazing. It's just beautiful. But like, there's so many good hiking places around here, like Cascades. There's Dragon's Tooth, which is, and McAfee's Knob, which is really close to Roanoke, so But then you have like Buffalo Mountain, you have Bald Knob, you have a bunch of places that, yeah, it takes a little bit sometimes to find them and to get out there, but like, if you want good hiking, this is a good place for it.
Rad.
Nice. All right. So I've been to both these places, and I think you guys have done it a lot of justice in talking about the things that I knew you liked about, but also talking about why you guys like living there now as adults, as like fully formed people. And I think that's really great.
I don't like the way you phrase that.
Ian?
Yeah.
Ian, you are the most adult here.
No, I'm not. I'm the oldest one here. Let that sink
in. Let that sink in, honey. Let that sink in.
I'm the oldest. That's all that means to me.
There he is.
All right.
He's waiting at the door. Will you let him in?
No.
So let that snake in.
Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, Lord Voldemort?
Lord Snake? Okay, let me free from this prison.
We will be continuing this. This is the part one. We will be continuing this in our next episode, where Scott and I will talk about the cities we live in. But until then, if you would like to find us, we are on Facebook and Tumblr at Brought to the Table. We're on Twitter at To the Table Pod. Tell us about the cities you live in. Tell us where you live. Or even just email us at broughttothetable@gmail.com and tell us what things we missed about Richmond Blacksburg, what things we didn't do justice. Tell us everything.
Tell us about your favorite place.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Hawaiian pizza. Bye.